Secretary Page is especially promoting a plan to put an additional $100 million into charter schools next year. He says many of the 2,400 charter schools, now operating in 34 states, including Wisconsin, do a good job of educating nearly 600,000 students. Some of the charter schools are run by public agencies, and others by private non- and for-profit groups. Page also contends the nation's school systems will gain under the so-called No Child Left Behind Act that passed earlier this year. That law would make it easier for parents to move students out of so-called failing schools and increases the amount of student testing. Page says critics of more tests are apparently satisfied with the status quo.
I don't think everything is all right. We're losing ground rapidly. We have large parts of our population not having access to a good education.
Page met briefly with Wisconsin School Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster. Burmaster says she told Page about the state's long tradition of state and local control for school districts, and Burmaster says the testing requirement may harm that control.
We've had a good assessment system in Wisconsin, and we need to ensure that the increased emphasis on standardized testing that's included in the No Child Left Behind Act isn't a detriment to the good initiatives that we've had and the kind of real local control of curriculum.
Some other states and local school boards are also expressing concerns about implementing the No Child Left Behind Act. And this week in Wisconsin, the charter school movement also suffered a setback. The Lake Mills School Board did an about-face and pulled back support for a computer charter school called the Wisconsin Virtual Academy. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.